Welcome to Believers Academy. My name is Jason, and I'm a part of the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This series is titled, What Happened When You Became a Believer? And today's lesson is Rescued. This is a good time to get a pen and paper to take notes. You can pause or rewind this teaching to catch every point. Also, on this webpage, there are study documents such as a Faith in Action plan and a quick study guide for you to download. The plan to rescue man was birthed in the heart of God, spoken by God and revealed to man in the Bible, the Word of God. He wants you to understand His plan and make it your reality. You do this by believing God and obeying His Word. Each part of the plan is discovered by you through study of God's Word. Listening and obeying God step by step will make His plan active in your life. Let's start with a question. Who had you in captivity? You may have not even known you were a prisoner of a sly and sneaky enemy. He goes by several names, but the most common ones are Satan and the devil. Satan despises God and hates everything God loves. In fact, Isaiah 14, verses 13 through 14 tells us that the devil's plan is to defeat God and take over as a different kind of God. Satan attacked God's creation in the Garden of Eden. That garden was home to the first two people, Adam and Eve. God created Adam to be like him and to have the same creative power God used. He gave Adam the responsibility to be the ruler, the caretaker of the earth and all its inhabitants. Adam had wisdom and knowledge from God, so much so that the Bible says he gave names to all the animals. Eve was Adam's helper in obeying God's instructions. Genesis 1:28 says, "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" This scripture says they were to subdue or put down. Now, who or what were Adam and Eve supposed to subdue? The devil, that's who. God knew Satan was already in the earth looking for a way to ruin his creation. Why didn't God stop the devil? Because God had given the responsibility of the earth over to Adam. It was Adam's job to put down and stop every enemy. Sure enough, Satan took over a creature, a serpent, and began spreading his evil by talking to Eve. She listened to his lies and was tricked into disobeying God. Then she convinced Adam to disobey also. When Adam disobeyed God, he moved himself and all that he had authority over from God's loving hand to Satan's chains of slavery. The devil brought his kingdom of evil, lies, pain, destruction, and death into the earth and took over as God of this world. Everyone who was born of man and woman was under the rule of Satan. Even you and I were born as slaves to his horrible ruler. But God had a plan to rescue you from Satan's clutches. God sent another man. His name was Jesus. As God foretold Adam and Eve in the garden, Jesus was born of a virgin with no earthly father, a miraculous birth. Because he did not have an earthly father, he was born not under the curse of Adam, nor the slavery of the devil, but of God. Jesus grew up and lived perfectly right before God. He was led by God's Holy Spirit to give God's life to people who were sick, diseased, disabled, and oppressed by demonic activity were freed from those conditions as Jesus presented the power of God's love. In addition, Jesus multiplied food for the hungry and taught the powerful love of God to all who would listen. He even brought people back from the dead. Even though Jesus did nothing wrong, he allowed himself to be crucified and buried so he could pay the complete price for man's disobedience. Then he rose from the dead in victory over Satan. When Jesus defeated the devil, all man's sins were forgiven, paid, and removed. God promised never to use them against us. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." That's the plan. Jesus took your place. He was punished for your sin. He died the death you should have died. And he satisfied the judgment you deserved. In exchange, Jesus offers you his sinless, holy life and acceptance in the presence of Almighty God. So as you accept God's forgiveness and new life, you share an inheritance with Jesus Christ. Everything he has, you share. Everything he can do, you can do through him. All of his strength belongs to you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 18 says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ." We use the terms born again, saved, and new creation. They all mean we accept God's offer to be rescued from the devil, from darkness, and from the curse, and from the sin. That's good news. The Apostle Paul says it clearly in Colossians 1:12 through 15, "Always thanking the Father, he has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins." All right, it's time to get happy. Why? Because there are great benefits for you since you have been rescued by God. You can live a life that pleases God, full of glory and excellence, using the great and precious promises that he gave you. Depending on these promises causes you to escape the trouble and problems in the world. It all boils down to your choice. You can live by faith in God's promises and defeat the enemies in your life and the lives of others. Or you can continue in the old way of living, dominated by the curse, to stay in fear and unbelief and suffer the attacks of the enemy. If you want to live in God's life, please pray this prayer of confession with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your plan to redeem me from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son. I receive the work of Jesus as my sacrifice and the work of God on my behalf to lead me into the wonderful life you have prepared. I choose to live free from the curse. I choose to escape the trouble that is in the world, and I will live in faith toward God and his word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, to apply what you have learned, continually study the Word of God to find out more of what God is offering you. Ask God to give you understanding about living this life of victory with Christ. Look for opportunities to use God's power to show others the love of God that He desires to pour out on everyone. Let's go through it again. What happened when you became a believer? You were in captivity to the devil, but God had a rescue plan. There are benefits of being rescued that we can find out by reading the Bible and listening to God's Holy Spirit. It's great to be a Christian. There are so many exciting advantages. We look forward to studying with you again soon. Until then, here are some things to do. Write in your own words God's plan to rescue you from Satan's captivity and destruction. Review what part Jesus had in your rescue. List some benefits you receive by being rescued by God. We hope you will join us in the next exciting lesson, the Blood Covenant. We'll talk more about God's rescue plan. See you then, and remember, Jesus is Lord.